The Hobbit, Part 1, by J.R.R. Tolkien.
In a hole in the ground there lived a hobbit. Not a nasty, dirty, wet hole filled with ends of worms and an oozy smell, nor yet a dry, bare, sandy hole with nothing in it to sit down on or to eat. It was a hobbit hole, and that means comfort. It had a perfectly round door like a porthole, painted green, with a shiny yellow brass knob in the exact middle. The door opened onto a tube-shaped hall like a tunnel, a very comfortable tunnel without smoke, with paneled walls and floors tiled and carpeted, provided with polished chairs and lots of pegs for hats and coats. The hobbit was fond of visitors. He was a very well-to-do hobbit, and his name was Baggins, Bilbo Baggins. He was about 50 years old or so, and had lived in the beautiful hobbit hole in what was called Bag End for many years, and had, in fact, apparently settled down immovably. By some curious chance, one morning long ago in the quiet of the world, when there was less noise and more green, and the hobbits were still numerous and prosperous, Bilbo Baggins was standing at his door after breakfast, smoking an enormous, long wooden pipe that reached nearly down to his woolly toes, when an old man with a staff came by. He had a tall, pointed blue hat, a long gray cloak, a silver scarf over which a white beard hung down below his waist, and immense black boots.
Good morning.
What do you mean? Do you wish me a good morning, or that it is a good morning, whether I want it or not, or that you feel good this morning, or that it is a morning to be good on?
All of them at once, and a very fine morning for a pipe of tobacco out of doors into the bargain. If you have a pipe about you, sit down and have a fill of my pipeweed. There's no hurry. We have all day before us to blow gray rings of smoke.
Very pretty. But I've no time to blow smoke rings this morning. I'm looking for someone to share in an adventure that I'm arranging, and it's very difficult to find anyone.
I should think so in these parts. We're plain, quiet folk and have no use for adventures. Nasty, disturbing, uncomfortable things make you late for dinner,